Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today for the whole program, Harry Reid, United States Senate Majority Leader. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I proudly sit on the board of the Nevada Youth Empowerment Project. Northern Nevada's homeless youth population is growing, and fast. It is estimated that there may be hundreds of homeless teens living in Washoe County. NYEP is a local transition home for homeless girls aged 17 to 21. NYEP has received a $37,000 challenge grant that must be matched by June 1st. Don't leave these girls on the street. Please donate today at nvyep.org.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program Harry Reid. He is the U.S. Senate Majority Leader. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
It's my pleasure.
Let's start out with immigration. It was interesting that prior to the Immigration Reform Act of 1986 being signed and passed by Ronald Reagan, one of the major things that happened was that the bill changed from being the Simpson-Mazzoli bill to the Simpson-Rodino bill. And that was where a major senator came on board, head of the Judiciary Committee, and that kind of gave the last imprint to that bill. We've seen Orrin Hatch now attach his name to the bill coming out of the Senate Judiciary. Does this mean that we have a better chance of seeing an immigration bill actually coming out of this session?
Well, I wish I weren't part of the 86 bill, but I was.
Right. You were in the House,
yeah.
In the House at the time.
It was an experiment that hasn't worked. The immigration system, because of that, is broken and needs to be fixed. In direct answer to your question, Hatch joining on one part of the bill doesn't make that much difference, quite frankly. Glad to have him, but you know, he said he didn't know if he's going to vote for the bill, so I'm glad to help him vote it out of committee. There is every reason to do comprehensive immigration reform. It's good for the economy, it's fair, it's just. I've been involved in this for a long time. I've led efforts on the floor for a long, long time. We could never pick up any Republican votes, and I think we're going to now. We couldn't pick up Republican votes even though President Bush tried to get Senate Republicans to help. We have a situation where we have 11 million people in this country. It is not fiscally or physically possible to deport those people. Even if someone wanted to, you couldn't do that. So what are we going to do? I've been preaching for a long time that We need to make sure that we recognize that immigration is part of who we are. My wife's wonderful dad was born in Russia. My father-in-law was born in Russia. My grandmother in England. My wife's mother was born in the United States, but just barely. So she immigrated from someplace in Eastern Europe. So we need to do this. I feel very confident that we're going to be able to do it. The eight people that got together legislated as we should legislate. The Tea Party didn't dominate. They were part of the deal. Rubio is a Tea Party guy. They were willing to work the way we've done for 2.3 centuries in this country to come up with what the legislation is all about, compromise.
Why do you think the 86 version failed and you're not happy with it? Because it did,
Sam, 86 was a disaster because we switched the emphasis from the government being involved in controlling immigration to having employers control it. We had employer sanctions. They simply haven't worked.
But there were parts of the bill that worked. The fact that people became citizens, they came out of the shadows.
Probably parts of it worked, but overall it hasn't worked very well. That's why we need to do something about it. And I've been preaching for a long time, sorry to use that word again, but years and years ago in southern Nevada and to a lesser extent in northern Nevada, because there wasn't a huge Hispanic influx of people here as in southern Nevada. I've been telling the Hispanic community, I would go to their Cinco de Mayo things. They would make fun of me, editorial writers. Why is he wasting his time with these people? They're, most of them are illegal. Even if they're registered to vote, they don't vote. So why waste your time? But I haven't wasted my time. I have built up the need for people who are politicians to reach out to immigrant communities. And I proved that when I was elected last time. The first ad they ran, Sam, against me was Harry Reid, the best friend illegal immigrants ever had. The election was over then. They thought they were going to kill me with that ad. It killed them because a minority community, not only Hispanics but Asians, just said, this is wrong. And so we're going to pass it now because people know that that's a block of votes.
Okay, well, and exactly, and that's the reason the Republicans are supporting this. Do you think it's a mistake on the Republicans' part to push out the citizenship part as far as 13 years? I mean, it's already a lengthy process because they won't be able to, no matter what they do to support the Hispanic community, they won't get the benefits of those votes for 13 years.
This legislation is the art of compromise. That's what we do. Now, I would rather have a shorter time. I accept this. I work very hard to get it done. Hispanics around this country, Asians around this country, are satisfied that that part of the bill isn't a bad part of the bill. There are other things they may not like very much, but they accept that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Reid when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. ENN is a Chinese company that you helped bring to Nevada. They want to build a solar plant down in southern Nevada near Laughlin. They also want to be able to sell power from that plant somewhere, whether it be Nevada, California, or wherever. They also want to build a factory to manufacture solar panels. Are you in any way able to help them with their goal of being able to sell that power? Because that would be such a huge jobs creator.
Well, I've done everything I can to stimulate renewable energy in the state. I was played a part in a wonderful new project in southern Nevada. They're going to produce about 500 megawatts of
solar. Can we get to that in a minute? Can we be specific about ENN?
They're all part of the same
thing. All right.
All part of the same answer. I've been doing everything again. They couldn't make a deal with Envy Energy. So they went to LA Water and Power. I spoke to the mayor down there. Now they can sell that. ENN, I haven't been personally involved in they're trying to find a purchaser, but at this stage, Envy Energy hasn't been willing to do that. If you don't have a place to sell the power, no matter how good your intentions, you can't do it.
The last time you were on the program, you were beating up on Envy Energy pretty good in terms of saying that there was more that they could do with renewable energy. Have they done enough now with the bill that's currently going through the legislature and their plans to shut down their coal-fired plants to satisfy you?
Well, enough is a relative term. They've agreed to speed up getting rid of the coal. I think that's commendable. I appreciate that very much. They've agreed to do some renewable energy on their own. I think that's a good deal. Again, I'm satisfied. I said to him personally, and I say publicly, Michael Yakira has made some significant steps forward. I hope the legislature completes this legislation. Governor Sandoval and I agree that it's the right thing to do. And for people who are opposing this, I don't know what world they live in, to be honest with you.
Well, I think one of the things that people are concerned about, including some members of the PUC, is that the guaranteed rate for the shareholders. So no matter what happens, no matter how expensive it is, the shareholders will come out just fine. And so therefore, the people of Nevada will pay an increased cost, even though they will be paying an increased cost anyway over the next 20 years. But you're building new power plants while you have other power plants that were built and being paid for at the same time.
The Utilities Commission was afraid to give up any power. We have too much power in this state with bureaucracies as we do with the federal government. And that would have been the right thing to do to limit their power. And one of the things that the Utilities Commission never takes into consideration, people writing these silly letters to the editor, is what it does to people's health. Coal is really bad for your health. It's really, really bad. It's expensive to import. So I'm happy with this legislation. We're going to move to more natural gas and more renewable. That's what the state should be doing. We should, and hopefully someday in the future, and we will be sometime in the future, be energy independent.
The last time we were on the program, we were talking about the Keystone Pipeline and tar sands from Canada, and at the time you were very much against it. Do you still feel that way, or have you changed your thoughts on...
Oh, I haven't changed my thoughts at all. I mean...
You don't want to see the Keystone Pipeline built?
Oh, no. I think that for us to import oil, which is created with the dirtiest stuff you can find to create oil, is not something we should be involved in. We have the ability in this country, not only in Nevada, but this country, to be energy independent. And we're not going to become energy independent by shipping this oil out of Canada and taking it. Most of it goes overseas anyway.
Okay.
I oppose that.
Okay. So the cost to Americans is going to be significantly higher if we continue to import from other countries rather than getting it from Canada.
We are importing less oil today than we have in some almost 40 years.
Correct.
We're making progress. We've been very fortunate in discovering huge amounts. We now lead the world in natural gas. So we're moving away from
the need. Isn't part of that, though, through fracking, that we're discovering more and more natural gas? And aren't all of those alternative energy plants going to need a backup power plant that's going to be run on natural gas? And the cost of natural gas is very low right now, but could easily spike, especially if exportation is allowed of it?
Sam, that's the reason why we shouldn't be importing all. What is the difference importing the dirtiest oil in the world from Canada or shipping in from the Middle East? We shouldn't be shipping in from either place.
All right, let's move on to our next topic here. The Yerington Lands Act, you're observing what's going on in the House. When do you think it might reach the Senate, if at all?
Well, it'll reach the Senate. Mark Amity is the one that's leading the charge in the House. I didn't know Mark, other than say hello, until this Congress, and I like him very much. He represents an extremely conservative area. He's a conservative person, but he's been in the state legislature. He understands what this is all about, and every person that's a member of the Nevada delegation wants this legislation done and done quickly. It's a good thing. I'm totally satisfied with it. I'll do everything I can. I've spoken to the chairman of our committee, Ron Wyden. He's going to do everything he can to help us get this out as soon as we get something from the House.
Okay, and do you have an expectation time frame-wise?
I would hope we could do it by September.
All right. We'll take a break. More with Senator Reid when we come back.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
What are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of people who have already taken advantage of Cash for Keys at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. At Internet, we're paying top dollar for vehicles whether they're paid for or not. Just think, no placing ads in the paper or online, and no strangers coming to your house. Just bring your vehicle into Internet and leave with cash in a half hour or less. It's Cash for Keys, and it's only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
Sometimes, families run a little cold. Sometimes, a little hot. But when you get together around a Papa Murphy's pizza, you create, take, and bake in your oven. 425 degrees is just about perfect. Take back dinner time with $10 Tuesdays. Get any large pizza for just $10. Like our Hearty Cowboy Pizza, every Tuesday for just 10 bucks. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
News 4 at 11 with Elias Johnson.
Bringing you tomorrow's news tonight, giving you a jump on the news you need to know about before going to bed.
Weather with Brandon Woolley.
Plan your week with an accurate weather forecast you can trust.
And sports with Brian Zamudio and Julia Lopez.
Bringing you the biggest game
and all the highlights.
Plus, you help us decide what we report.
It's your time.
It's your team.
It's your news.
Weeknights at 11, only on News 4. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Harry Reid, the Majority Leader. You put out this piece with Brian Sandoval where you jointly agreed on the NB Energy plan. But the talk is that Governor Sandoval is going to run for re-election as governor and then likely be your opponent in 4 years. And I know 4 years seems like a long time away, but it really isn't. You have stated on several occasions now that you intend to run. I think one of your comments was, why not? Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Do you believe that Sandoval is going to be your opponent? And how is that going to be when you nominated him for a federal lifetime position as a judge and he dropped that position to run against your son for governor?
I like Brian Sandoval. Always have. That's why I selected him to be judge. Over my career, which is quite a long one now, I have had the Muhammad Ali's, the Joe Lewis's of Nevada politics. I've run against them. I've won the vast majority of the time, but not always. So saying who's going to run against me doesn't make any difference to me, because I run against whoever it is.
Do you already have a campaign in place?
Oh, no, no, I have a campaign.
Because the machinery is still there.
We have the opportunity to put together a campaign fairly quickly. But Brian Sandoval will have to do what he thinks is best for him and the state. But Brian, as all people do who are governor, we asked Joe Manchin, who just came from West Virginia, asked Richard Bryan. Leaving midterm creates some problems with trying to get votes.
All right. How much money do you think it would take to run a campaign for the U.S. Senate out of Nevada?
I have no idea. No, I have no idea. But it'll take enough. That's how much it'll take.
You know, when all of these arrows are thrown at you, as they were in the last campaign, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars being spent, does it bother you at all personally, or have you just seen it all, doesn't matter anymore?
Well, I certainly don't like it. But I've learned over the years that I can't make everybody happy. The main thing with me, Sam, is no one has to ever guess how I stand on an issue. That doesn't mean over 3 or 4 decades or 2 decades or something your opinion can change on an issue. But I try to, you ask me a question, I try to be as direct and responsive to you as I can be. I think that's what people in Nevada think should happen, and that's what they get from me. May not always agree with me, but they never have to guess how I stand.
One of the things I've always appreciated about you, and I've been interviewing you for 23 years, is you've never asked for a question in advance. You've always said, ask me whatever you want.
Yeah.
You haven't always answered, but you've always said, ask me whatever you want. All right, the funding for Desert Express. It was interesting to have Tony Marnell, Sr., do an interview with the Las Vegas Sun where he explained the real value of that train as regards the Inland Empire, that when he owned the Rio, that he saw that there were so many tens of thousands of people that were coming from the Inland Empire of Southern California, and that's why going to Victorville made all the sense in the world, because it's about 40 miles away. Where are we with the potential for federal loans? Is it going to happen? Because it's looking a little shaky.
Tony Marnell is a visionary. And the federal government's already approved almost $5 billion for that project, okay? And so he has to raise the rest of the money. He has not been able to do that to this point. I think he has to raise about $1.5 billion. We're going to have high-speed rail in this country. We're going to have high-speed rail between Southern Nevada and Southern California. It's only a question of when. I supported magnetic levitation for years.
Right.
It just couldn't happen. It became too expensive. So I'm hopeful that we can get something done here, but I'm not sure we can, but I'm going to do everything I can. I think it's so important. Our airports are clogged. I-15 is absolutely loaded.
Okay, but just to confirm, you have already secured $5 billion in funding for this project. That's,
yeah, it's 4.85 or some figure.
Okay, so now it's up to private.
I don't think I've done it, but it's
there.
It's available, that's right.
Okay, and so they have to raise the rest of the money.
That's right.
All right. As you look at the Las Vegas, and as I look at Las Vegas, especially with Genting's Resort World project that will start out at $2 billion, perhaps go up to as much as $7 billion, is Las Vegas on the way back as you look at it?
Oh, yeah. The country's on the way back. We learned this week that housing starts, the price of homes up high, 5-year high, that consumer confidence up 6-year high. We're doing really, really well. Now, we would be doing a lot better if we didn't have the Tea Party-dominated Republicans in the House and the Senate. Republicans around the country.
Do you think they're dominating now?
Oh,
you know, when you look at the Nevada legislature, it seems the Republicans have been far more moderate.
I don't know anything about the. I'm not coming here in the Nevada legislature. I'm talking about the people I work with every day. The Republicans are dominated in the House clearly by
right.
Tea Party. In the Senate, 40% of the Republicans are Tea Party folks. And if we didn't have them in the way, and we had regular Republicans, like the Republicans around the country, the Republicans up here, we would do something to get rid of the sequestration. We would do something about infrastructure. And this country would be back to Clinton days when we were on fire economically. We're doing okay now. We need to do a lot better. But if we got them out of the way, this country would be at an all-time Clinton-type economic recovery.
Let's just go back to Nevada. We've got about a minute left here. I was talking to Billy Vassiliadis on the program a couple of weeks ago, and within that week that we had that interview, there were $10 billion worth of projects announced for Las Vegas. When people say we're not going to go back to the boom of 5 years ago, it certainly looks to me like we're heading in that direction. The construction jobs are going to come back, which means every other industry will benefit.
Well, I hope that's true. In northern Nevada, Indian gaming has really hurt us here. But as a result of that, northern Nevada has done some wonderful things with Amazon. I've spoken to Tim Cook, the president of that company, on more than one occasion out near the airport and other places doing some great things. Amazon, high-tech has doing a lot of things here because Silicon Valley is just too expensive. So Northern Nevada also, it may be a different business model, but they're also going to do really well.
Last question here on autism. You helped get the Combating Autism Bill through, the renewal of it as well. How come more money isn't being freed up to be able to be spent to help families with kids with autism across this country? Is it such a growing and terrible problem?
It's hard to find a family, mine included, that there isn't some degree of autism involved. It is a problem that's here. We don't know what's happened to exacerbate the problem, but something needs to be done about it. And the reason we're not doing more back there is the same reason we're not doing more with that Republicans have cut NIH, National Institutes of Health. They've cut education, that down the line, including autism.
And that's where we got to leave it. Senator, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Continued good health. Yep. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Attention, Northern Nevada furniture shoppers. The great $2 million furniture sell-off and retirement sale is going on right now at Ennis Fine Furniture in Reno. Today, you can buy America's finest furniture for a whole lot less. Stickley, Thomasville, Drexel Heritage, and other famous brands. Our entire inventory has been slashed for immediate sale. It all has to go. You will not be disappointed. Today, crowds are buying during our greatest sale ever. Watch the newspaper for details.
And they're off. Winnemucca's 26th annual Mule Show and Races is coming your way with two great days of wild western action. Place your bets June 1st and 2nd at the Winnemucca Event Complex. And don't forget to check out the legendary Mule Show and Western Trade Show. Come for the whole weekend or just one day. But remember, June 1st and June 2nd, your odds of having a great time go way up. And don't forget, RVs are welcome in Winnemucca. Call 775-623-2220 or visit us online.
Not only does Appliance Outlet save you hundreds of dollars on new appliances, our factory service department can save you a lot of money. Appliance Outlet, South Carson City, next to Applebee's.
Welcome to Mountain View Corporate Center, Reno's premier business park located off 395 and Neal in the Meadowood area. We have move-in ready offices ranging from 130 to 13,000 square feet to accommodate any size business. Immediate freeway access, lush landscaping, including park and creekside amenities, and now featuring free rent and significant move-in specials. For more information, call 348-5959 or visit our website for virtual tours at renooofficespace.org.
Owned by Nevadans, serving Nevadans. We are Nevada's Information Network.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Pat Hickey, the Nevada Assembly Republican leader. We'll see you on the next broadcast.